The Nikki Byrne Show with Jenny Green on 2FM.
Proudly sponsored by Aldi, where the meat is delivered fresh every day, the Aldi way.
Time for Ireland in the Rugby World Cup, Jennifer.
Okay.
And you've only just got married.
Yeah.
Just before that, right? Mm-hmm. So kind of rugby and professional rugby, I presume, plays havoc with being a newlywed. But imagine then doing your knee badly and, you know, getting injured. I think it was a cruciate, but we'll speak to the man himself in a second. And getting injured, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're on crutches, you have a sore knee, but your brand new wife is a nurse.
Ah, well, here.
It doesn't get any better than to get sorted.
No.
Tommy, Bo, how are you?
Good morning, good morning. I know it sounds great, but I tell you what, I think she's getting sick of me at this stage.
Ah, no.
Ah,
no.
Listen.
I'm not the best of her patients, I have to say. I'm not very good.
I can picture you clapped out on the sofa, you know, watching the Ireland game last night and going, just needs a little rub there at the back, you know?
Yeah, and you'd probably be right, but unfortunately I got a crutch nearly wrapped around my head for saying it.
We're great for the sympathy.
Yeah, the sympathy. I think it wore out pretty well. In fairness, though, I have to say, when I came home, Lucy was excellent. But we're probably about week four now of me hobbling around the place and trying to look for every bit of sympathy I can get, and it's starting to wear a bit thin at this stage. So she's kicking me out of the house whenever she can.
She's probably speaking to some of her own knee specialists in the hospital, and there, you know, she's probably coming home to go, you should be walking already by now. There's no way.
Exactly.
You need any more rubs.
I know. She's making me feel like a right softy now, for sure. Yeah,
joking aside, how is the knee? It was a bad tackle. Well, it wasn't a bad tackle. You just, to me, from a sports point of view, it looked like your foot was stuck in the turf and just you couldn't get it out of the way.
Yeah, well, that's it. Yeah, I mean, I went into the tackle, my studs were still on the ground, and the guy tackled me just right below my knee, and it just hyperextended, so I kind of buckled forward over the top. So, to be honest with you, Nikki, I thought at the time I'd done more damage than I actually have, so I'm quite fortunate. It's my PCL ligament, I kind of ripped it off the bone, so I did a right job on it. But the operation's done, and I think the surgeon met him today, so I think he seems happy enough. And we just kind of, unfortunately, don't have a timeline yet, but we've just got to see how it goes over the next month or two.
When that happens, obviously the pain is bad. Is it excruciating, or was it, you know, sometimes when people do bad injuries, they go, well, actually, at the time, the pain wasn't that bad.
Yeah, no, it was quite sore. And only just because I completely went over the top of it. I think a lot of people, when they do their cruciate and stuff, there's a moment of severe pain, but then it goes away quite quickly. But I don't know what it was. Maybe it's me being soft again.
Yeah,
but,
you're thinking, I need to keep this up now because Lucy needs to look after me.
I was looking for the oxygen and everything, so I was, anything that was going, I was looking for it.
You thought, if Paul O'Connell's getting oxygen, I want some of that. This isn't fair,
exactly.
Sure.
Exactly. I mean, tell you what, he looked in great pain and then he got the oxygen and he looked fine, so I gotta try some of that.
Yeah, you rugby boys need to toughen up, don't they, lads? Come on, for God's sake.
Yeah, exactly. You need to look like you're in pain when you're being taken off after 12 minutes in the quarterfinal. You don't want to be looked like you're just, things were going bad enough at that stage, but unfortunately that really hammered it in.
I was sitting last night at the soccer game with Mick Galway and Alan Quinlan, and we were having a good chat, and you guys were really, really unlucky this year, weren't you? Because you lost a lot of big players that really were irreplaceable at that point of a tournament like that.
Yeah, I think that everything was going so well up until that French match, that the crowd we were getting, the support, I suppose our performances were pretty good. You know, to beat France, I think it was almost by a record margin. But to lose, you know, players of the stature that we did. And listen, I think the whole lead up to it, we showed that we have strength and depth, but when it comes to the crunch matches, and when it comes to when the chips are down, I suppose that's where leadership and experience really comes in. And, you know, whenever Argentina came out of the blocks like they did, you know, you have to regather yourselves. And we almost did to get ourselves right back in the game. But that's where the likes of having a captain like Paul O'Connell, you know, the calmness, I suppose, of Johnny Sexton, another Peter O'Mahony, Sean O'Brien, you know, they're big, big influential players in the team. And, I think that most games we could probably cope without them, but it's just the way the match went in the first 10 or 15 minutes. that's the sort of experience that you need, and that's where we kind of fell down, I think.
Yeah. I've only one more question on the Rugby World Cup before we move on to other stuff for you, Tommy.
Yeah.
Who I think this person's to blame, you know.
Okay.
Who cut Ian Madigan's hair? Who cut it between the game against France and the Argentina? What happened? Did you just all hold him down and cut a shave his head, or what happened?
I don't know. That was his hair was his thing, but I think that Mads said he was super.
He was brilliant.
To come in the way he did against France is a difficult task. And then, you know, Johnny trained right up until the day before, almost the day before the Argentina match, and had to pull out at last minute. So Mads had to come in kind of last minute again. So it was a difficult task for him and the size of the game that it was.
Yeah, no, he played brilliant.
So I don't know if it's the barber's fault. On the hair, but it was definitely. I mean, maybe he tried to think that Argentina might be blown away by it, but I think
he probably thought they won who he is. They'd be like, look, they've some young lad in now to try and take the conversion.
Yeah. Now, Tommy, rugby aside, obviously you've got your clothing line, 15 Kings, which is going well. And then, but you also graduated last week. I mean, tell us more. Busy for you. I didn't realise.
That's brilliant. Round of applause.
Thank you.
That reminds you going off on the stretcher, Tommy, does it?
No, it does a bit. No, I think there was not much applause, but that's it. I managed to graduate. Myself and Andrew Trimble have been doing a postgrad diploma in business management just for the last 3 years. Mm. So, to be honest, I've never been much of a bookworm in my time. So to get finally finished that and to get through the exams, the last exam was literally about 3 weeks before the wedding, so we had semi-finals in the league with Ulster, we had a wedding coming up with the exam, and then obviously the World Cup. So it was a busy old summer, but finally got through it, and delighted to get my little bit of a certificate.
Because I'm just trying to imagine with all of that going on, how would you possibly find time to study for something like this?
Yeah, and I'm not a great student, but it was a welcome distraction. It was a welcome distraction, to be honest, to get out of wedding planning almost at that stage.
Listen, Lizzie, I'd love to, but I've really got to finish this chapter.
Yeah, I've really got to go upstairs and study. Don't interrupt me.
Yeah, there's some sorry, asking me what sort of jam jars we want the flowers in, and listen.
Don't
this is a very important
Stephen.
Chapter coming up. This exam is going to be very tough.
Tell us a bit then about the clothing line, because we had you on the show before. We did suggest that you come out with Tommy Bowtie, and have a range of bow ties, but they haven't as of yet appeared.
And the Christian Labotons, I think, as well.
Oh, yeah, Labotons. How could we forget those? And we were thinking of a blue sole that would have been good, or a green sole for
it. Mix it up, exactly. Well, they're still maybe in the pipeline, Nicky, so don't write it off yet.
But, okay.
No, the new clothing line, 15 Kings. Yeah, it stepped up another level. We've really only got together with the clothing for the last, I suppose, year and a half. And each year we've tried to expand it. So we're up to 60 different styles. We're in about 80 stores around the country. And the stuff, it seems to be getting a great reaction, which is always really positive, because whenever you try something new, it's very difficult and you don't really know what people are going to think of it. But so far, we're getting some great coverage, and I know certainly having taken some of the stuff into the Irish lads, a lot of them are still wearing it about, which I think is which doesn't happen too often. So delighted with that.
Excellent. Well, we look forward to that. Tommy Bowties and Christian Labotons, Jenny, they're all on the way. He said himself.
And also, Irish Tattler Man Winter Edition. There's a 5-page spread on yourself and an interview and exclusive pictures is going to be on the shelves tomorow.
Yes.
Pick it up. Go on, sell it to us, Tommy. Is there anything we should watch out for in that?
Oh, tell you what, that's an interview like no other. Yeah, that's definitely
worth
thinking of.
A couple of scandalous moments in that.
I think that we're delighted with just the feedback and everything we've had from the clothing. It is definitely a new venture from the Lloyd and Price shoes we've had. So, it's just exciting. To be playing rugby, to have the World Cup and everything it's obviously an amazing pleasure to be involved in it. But we're very much kept in a bubble, so to actually see where the real world works and to see how the fashion industry or the shoes or the clothing and see to actually go out and sell to customers. It's I find it very interesting, I have to say, and it's nice to have something away from rugby to kind of concentrate on.
And now you got your business management diploma as well, excuse me.
There you go, exactly.
A load of letters after his name. Tommy, before we let you go, Lucy, your wife, she's Welsh, isn't she?
She is, yes.
How does that work for Christmas? Are you staying in Ireland or are you in Wales?
Yeah, well, it's still up in the air at the minute.
Don't mention the war.
I know. You could be getting me in trouble, I think. So I might not have a home to go home to.
We better not answer that.
Let's just leave it.
Leave that there. Because you do want a good knee rub tonight. You need that knee iced tonight.
Exactly. That cup of tea that I'm looking for can be thrown over me.
Listen, Tommy, it's always great to chat to you. And listen, from everybody, and we really mean this, what a great World Cup all you boys had. You gave us some great memories.
Thank you for the support. It was incredible. The players really appreciate it. Now it was the matches, I have to say, now they were like nothing I've experienced before. So thank you for that.
Likewise. Tommy Bowe, everybody.
Thanks, Tommy.
Cheers, Tommy. Best of luck, mate.
Thank you, Jenny.
Bye.